104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:06. We're going to top out at 79 today. Hey, it's Friday.
Yay!
Got the weekend wake up coming up at 9. Whole bunch of stuff. List looks good today from DJ Core.
I like it.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
So, our poll question today, what male body part do you like the most? So
biceps.
Far winning is biceps.
Oh, it's winning now.
It has taken over a fairly commanding lead, 37%.
Yeah.
Next closest is other at 21, and then that is followed by the abs at 16%.
Mm-hmm.
So the ban on texting goes into effect today in Sioux Falls. If you get caught, it could cost you $200. That's a pretty steep fine.
It is pretty steep.
It's a little more than the $25 fine. And people have said to me, well, seatbelt, that actually saves your life. Why isn't that a more expensive fine? Because I think it's only like $25.
I think so.
Well, you're only hurting yourself. Texting and driving hurts other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much why. Mike Huther yesterday about the texting ban. They had a big news conference to do.
We know that this is not going to be a cure-all for all the bad drivers in town. But we actually do believe, though, very, very solidly, that our town is going to be safer. It'll be a much better place to drive because of the ban that has been implemented.
Also, Police Chief Doug Barthel says the ordinance prohibits reading, sending, or composing messages on electronic devices while driving.
I think a good rule of thumb is use your phone as a phone. Don't use it for other, whether it's surfing the internet, reading emails, sending texts. Most of those things are now prohibited.
So don't do it, and it won't be a problem.
There you go.
Now, I wanted to have an officer in today, and we're supposed to about 8:20 either. About 8:15, they're supposed to arrive, so hopefully by 8:20, we can get them on. I just want to ask what they're going to be looking for.
Right.
You know, because I use my phone as my... I don't use my Zune anymore. I've pretty much abandoned it.
Aw.
Well, because I have to hook that to my computer to update my podcasts.
Gotcha.
I don't have to with my phone.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And honestly, I don't listen to music a ton on my phone. I listen to podcasts, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm just, you know, playing something, you know, I'm not using it to send an electronic message. So by the letter of the law, the way it looks, that's not against the law, but it would look like I'm texting.
Right.
Or it could appear that I'm texting.
I'm guessing that they want you to hit play when you're not.
Right. Get it going before you start moving. That's probably the safe way to do it anyway.
Yeah. That would be my guess.
Because it's not a big... I mean, you wouldn't have to pay a lot of attention to your phone to just advance a track or
right.
something, you know, if you're switching songs or whatever, but...
Well, because they did say about, like, the GPS, they don't want you typing the stuff in while you're driving, so...
It's against the law.
That's not.
No.
Yeah.
You can still hammer away on your GPS. But anyway, about 8:20, that should be interesting. I'm not sure who it's going to be. It's someone is going to be here from the Sioux Falls Police Department, an actual officer who's actually going to be on the street and is actually going to be looking for it. I'm sure they've been practicing looking for it.
Sure.
I'm sure they had some sort of
training
protocol or training mm-hmm. on it or something. So that will be interesting to see how long it takes before. I hope they announce. I don't want them to embarrass anybody, but I do want to know when the first texting ticket happens.
It's already happened.
Like, will it happen today? Has it already happened? It's a good question.
I would bet that once it gets light out, they'll be able to tell better.
Yeah, in the dark, it would be tough.
Yeah.
Well, on the well-lit streets, like 41st is pretty well lit up.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be too tough to tell there.
Depends, because, I mean, the phone screen does light up, though, so you could probably tell if it was being used.
And by the way, making calls while driving is still perfectly legal.
Yep.
Just to reiterate that, you can still make a phone call. You can answer a phone call. You can even look up a number. Which is why I think, you know, using your phone as an MP3 player isn't going to be a problem. If you can look up a number, you can probably use your phone as an MP3 player.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, there's the deal. Ooh, Brandy that just called in a little while ago with her husband's legs.
Yeah.
She sent a picture of him.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Oh, he's wearing jeans.
I can't see it. You have to...
And it's sideways. The picture was taken vertically, of course. He's doing some fishing.
Well, it's not. He's got jeans on, so I can't really tell.
No, they're not real big legs, but they're not scrawny ones either.
That his legs are sexy.
Yeah.
Nice fish.
That's a nice fish you got there.
Ooh, baby, I like that fish.
Rest of the news is up next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. We're going to top out at 79 today, 39 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Thank God pets can't talk. They know too much.
Someone didn't print it out today.
I didn't print it out. I was going all paperless today.
You will... You'll screw it up.
I know. I'll print.
Yeah. That's one thing you can't, because you're too busy on Facebook and Pinterest to be
Pinterest,
you know, be, you know, on top of your quote of the day. You know, you don't have to have all the windows on your, you have a massive screen on your laptop.
I know.
You don't have to have them all full screen. You know, you can like have them like half size.
I can't see them then.
Yeah, you can. They're the same size. It doesn't change.
No, it wouldn't.
All that dead space on websites on the side. That you just shrink them down.
Oh, it's fine.
It's fine. Says the woman who refuses to use an actual mouse because I don't like it.
I don't. On my laptop, I don't. On a regular computer, it's fine.
It's so much slower.
I'm used to it. I'm sorry. That's what I like.
But you're slow. You know, it's like saying, yeah, I know it would probably be easier for me to walk a mile with shoes on, but... I just don't like wearing shoes. It's about the same thing.
No.
Pretty close.
No.
Our poll question today, what is your favorite male body part? Getting a lot of votes on this. Abs are winning.
What?
Yeah. Biceps had taken over briefly, but the abs are back out in front. 45% say it's their favorite. 25% for the biceps. Everything else is way behind. Yeah. So you don't like the most popular body part, Mel? Well, not that you don't like it.
No,
it's just not your favorite.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah.
Biceps are number one in my world.
Allison's on the phone. How are you, Allison?
Good.
So what body part in a man do you find the most attractive?
I really like ankles.
What?
Excuse me?
Yeah, like ankles, especially when a guy's wearing, well, particularly my husband now. But when he's wearing, like, white, like, socks that are just really short right below the ankle, I don't know. There's something about that really sexy to me.
I don't even know what to say about that.
I've never heard of ankles being... Is it just more so a hatred for knee-high socks?
Well, no. Like, I don't know. I really like a good-looking ankle.
Okay.
That is so weird.
But I also like biceps, so I'm with you on that, Mel.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to judge on, you know, if for whatever reason women like, you know, I don't know, deltoids, whatever. I don't care.
What are deltoids?
That's the one on the top of the arm.
Oh, okay.
On the shoulder. Shoulder, end of the
yeah,
top end of the arm.
I don't know all those muscles.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Allison.
Yep. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Let me see your ankle for a second.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just curious if, outside of your pasty white skin and lack of hair, if people could really tell the difference between your ankle and mine. Because, yeah, your ankle looks pretty much like my ankle. I don't think there's a big difference in ankles.
I don't really think so. I don't get it. Unless I was, you know, when I was pregnant, I had cankles pretty bad.
Well, yeah. But cankles aren't even really at the ankle. It's between the calf and the ankle.
There was definitely no... between my foot and my leg, there was nothing.
No, I know what
to...
you mean, but I mean like the actual ankle bone and, you yeah. know, I mean, that's still visible even when you got cankles.
I don't know. I don't know how ankles could possibly be sexy.
I never heard that either.
Hey, baby, show me your ankles.
Oh, she's got great ankles. Oh.
No, I just can't do it.
Oh.
It's not like you go to the bar and say, oh my God, look
By
at
the way,
his
Brandy
ankles.
Has more pictures of the fish if you want to see the fish.
The fish? No, that's okay.
You're good. So there are five words that have snuck into every everyday English from the British.
From the British.
That's your one warning. Next one is a drink.
No. Speaking with an accent is not on the drink list.
No, it is on mine.
No, it's not.
Ginger.
That would
term
be me.
For redheaded people that was featured in Harry Potter. Also a very famous episode of South Park.
God.
Sell-by date. The American version used to be expiration date. Now we use both of them. This is one I'm not familiar with. Gastropub. It means a bar that serves fancy food. This started over in England, where bar food used to be terrible just by definition. Now, you know, pretty much everywhere is a gastropub. I've never heard that term before, though.
I like bar food.
Chat up.
Gonna chat you up?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically what we still use hit on, but I was gonna go chat her up over there. You know?
Okay, I get it.
And then the last one is a bit.
I think so it comes there from for a bit.
I think it comes
like
from
that?
Simon Cowell being on American Idol for all those years. It's that was a bit cabaret, a bit of a strange song choice.
Your British accent sucks.
I know it does. That's why I never use it.
Just say Harry Potter first with the British accent,
no.
And then it'll get you right into it.
No.
It'll work.
No, it doesn't work.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
You don't think so?
No, it doesn't help.
If you say
it's
Harry
bad.
Potter.
No, I told you no more accents. Okay.
I was saying Harry Potter.
Okay. Your calls and texts 361-5557, but don't text there. Just call there. Send your text message to am@hot1047.com. That's also an email address, too.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. If you're texting and driving today in the city of Sioux Falls, you'll get a ticket.
You're going to get in trouble.
$200 worth of trouble, as a matter of fact, so don't do it. We're going to have a... We're supposed to have a Sioux Falls police officer in here about 8:20 to just kind of ask him all the questions that everybody's been asking us.
Right.
And if there is anything, you know, email or text it to us, just not when you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll give you a ticket over the phone.
Mm-hmm. They can't do that.
They should. We got to give away the vault here. Melissa's on the phone. How are you, Melissa?
Good.
So, do you know the two digits to crack the vault?
I do.
What are they?
67.
They sure are.
Good job.
Yeah. Yay!
It's one of those really cheap safes you get.
Every morning, so I finally win something.
Oh, well.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. And I'm glad we finally got to give you something other than a headache on the way to work. So we've got a $50 party tab for you, Melissa, all right?
All right.
Congratulations. Enjoy that this weekend. There's a video on our website. If you have not seen it, it is... hysterically funny.
What is it?
It's the worst death of all time.
Excuse me?
The worst death scene in a movie. Sorry, I should explain that a little better.
I was like, why are we showing the worst death of all time?
No, no, no. Worst death scene from a movie.
Louise. All right.
It's from, what country is it from? I just pulled the article up here. Just the audio of it is so bad, it will make you laugh. At first, I thought it was like a kung fu movie, and I think it was supposed to be. It's a Turkish film, and it's supposed to be kind of like a kung fu movie or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway. After she shoots the guy, he pulls a gun on her.
It's in slow-mo.
And he's screaming. Oh, wait till she shoots him again.
Why is it in slow-mo? Oh, my God. Make it stop.
I'll turn it down. That was a little... Yeah.
What in the heck?
And the ridiculously overacted... acting in it is so bad.
Yeah.
It's from the 70s. Yeah. And it's in slow motion. And he's like, he's throwing this, you know, hissy fit all around the room in slow motion. And then finally, after getting shot like four times, he falls on the bed. Then he has the strength to get up and point his gun back at the gal. And then she finally finishes him off. It is so bad. It's so funny.
That's lame.
Just type, if you go to our website, hot1047.com, and type in death scene in the search box, you'll find it.
Okay.
It's still worth watching. It's totally worth watching.
the slow-mo is just...
Oh, it's
not,
brutal.
Not necessary.
It is brutal. Rob's on the phone. How's it going, Rob?
Not too bad. I'm not calling in about the poll.
Are you sure? I really wanted to ask you, Rob. What is your favorite body part on a guy?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay.
Actually, I was just wondering, could you guys play 50 Ways to say Goodbye by Train?
We can probably do that for you.
And I'm not calling to answer the poll, but I think it's hilarious that your last caller, Allison, yeah, I know her.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I never knew that about her.
About the ankles?
Yeah, and I know her husband, too, and yeah.
The ankle thing is so weird.
It is.
I don't get it at all.
I don't either.
Like, I don't get it.
I don't get it at all.
Yeah.
This is weird.
It's like, I love wrists.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, you have such a sexy wrist.
Oh.
No dislocated bones whatsoever.
Anyway.
Thanks for the call, Rob.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, and Allison, we're not judging. We're not judging at
yes,
all.
Yes, we are.
Maybe Rob is, since he knows you, but I'm not judging. There are some weird, quirky things on women that I find attractive. Like, one of the things with my wife, and she's going to find this really weird, I really like her neck.
I can see neck.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Oh, I think my wife has a sexy neck.
Because,
and that's kind of weird.
Because,
like, neck, really?
You know, kissing the neck and stuff like that. So, I mean, I can see that.
And no one could like my neck because I don't really have one.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider
not
your
much
neck.
Of one.
No. One of those.
It's pretty much head and shoulders. I'm a shampoo bottle.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes.
Sorry, it had been so long since I'd heard any wiggles. Poll question today is, what is your favorite male body part? Running away with it now. And man, we've gotten a ton of votes this morning. Abs is winning in a landslide. 58%.
I just don't agree with that. Sorry, the biceps. The biceps.
Yeah, but the biceps are a lot farther from other happy zones. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Oh, naughty.
We'll get Rob's request on for Train here coming up next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. You've heard of Jimmy Hoffa, right?
Yes.
Okay. He's the guy they think that the mob buried in a building somewhere in the concrete or whatever.
Somewhere,
there's always
yep.
rumor. Well, police
did they find him?
Think they may be on the verge of finding Jimmy Hoffa.
What?
He disappeared in 1975. They think he was killed by the mob. They got a credible tip that he's buried under a driveway in a Detroit suburb. And they're running a soil test right now to see if it shows signs of human remains before they go and start digging up some guy's driveway.
Right. So what would qualify as a credible source for something like that?
I have no idea. I mean, it could be somebody who was affiliated with the mob back in the day, and now they're like in their 80s, and they're like, he's in the nursing home. And
yeah, I'm going to die soon, so I might as well tell you where he is.
Or, you know, he's not as lucid as he used to be, and is starting to tell secrets.
Oh,
you know, that's one thing I've always wondered, like, you know, these CIA operatives and stuff, you know, when they get old and they're on the home and they're like, they still think it was Lee Harvey Oswald that killed Kennedy. If they only knew.
Oh, boy.
It was my buddy Bill.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, no, but seriously, I mean, what do they do
it's
about
possible.
That? I mean, do they sneak in and give him a heart attack or what? You know? I mean, it's the CIA. Anyway, our poll question today, what is the favorite male body part for you, ladies?
And, biceps.
Well, for you it is, but for 55% of people on our poll at hot1047.com, it is the abs, which follows the national trend as well. So, sorry, Mel.
Sorry, that's not my fave.
Sam's on the phone. How are you, Sam?
Good.
What's your favorite body part?
Favorite body part, and it always has been, is like the shoulders and.
Oh,
the
yeah.
My husband's an electrician and industrial, so he's pretty heavy duty stuff. And he had nice shoulders before he got this job. But I bet you he's added on a good 10 to 15 pounds on his shoulders and arms since he started this job.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's awesome. It is so awesome. I'm just like... Huh.
I'm just glad we've gotten a few women that have said that they like shoulders.
I don't get the shoulders. I much prefer have the big biceps on the man.
Even when I was like playing football in college, I didn't have impressive arms. I had really strong arms, but they just weren't, they weren't good looking arms. But my shoulders, oh my, I had, you know, awesome like model shoulders.
He was in the mirror checking out himself.
When your husband can pick you up and throw you around, that's kind of fun.
Let's leave it at that.
All right.
Let's leave it at that.
Well, you have a fantastic weekend, Sam.
I will.
Yeah.
Home.
Okay, make sure you wear a helmet. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Oh, boy.
I think she needs a helmet.
I think she's going to have a great weekend. That's what I think.
I was just looking at hot1047.com. Looks like Jay-Z and Beyonce are denying those pregnancy rumors.
Oh.
I thought maybe he 7-11.
Tara Tazin.
Yeah.
Good morning, Andy.
I was thinking maybe he hit back-to-back home runs just like I did, but yeah. Who knows? It happens from time to time.
Well, you know, get it over and done with.
Yeah. Texting ban goes into effect today. $200 fine is what you could get. And we are going to have an officer from the police department here in the studio in about 20 minutes or so to ask him all about it. Hang on.
Hot1047.com.